Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Clock Talk Brunch Talk Radio Show with your host, Big Sham, bringing you old and new school street races from the Midwest, mixing it up with how street racing was done back in the day and how it's done now. Midwest street racers, stand up, because it is time to turn your clock off. Big Sham, take it away.
Yo, what up, everybody? This is Big Sham, and you are on the Clocks Off Grudge Talk Radio Show Thursday night. One more Thursday, y'all, and I am your host, Big Sham. You know I'm always running, y'all, just getting off work. But, man, we here, and it's going to be another exciting weekend, y'all. Man, as the promo say, Midwest grudge racers, stand up. What we going to do, y'all? What we going to do? It's, man, it's going down Saturday, y'all. That's all I can say. It's going down heavy for my man, Lil Tony and Slouch in the Motor City Mafia. I'm excited for them. It's going to be an epic event. I'm coming in, y'all. Just give me a few seconds. It's going to be some gangbanging going on, as in grudge racing, gangbanging. It's going down. Okay, I'm getting to the board, y'all. Give me one second. Off the top of my head, this Saturday, y'all already know. If you don't know, this Saturday at US 131, Lil Tony, Slouch, and the Motor City Mafia doing a Midwest Grudge Nationals, the first annual. $10,000 payout. Grudge racing is first. From my understanding, Junior, I know you're on this line, but I'm just give me a second. I know I want you to cue in. You know, grudge racing is first. Lil Tony on the line. I'm gonna let him, you know, come in and say something. But nonetheless, this Saturday, y'all, I want to say the gates open at 9 o'clock. But man, this is the second best event of the year. Myself and Bruce Leroy was the first. I'm biased. But this one here, man, it's 131. I know they got the bouncy house, the food, everybody. Really? Everybody, y'all need to be there or be square. If you're trying to grudge race, you need to be at this event. It's something going on for the next four weekends in a row. This weekend, Lil Tony, August the 2nd, Don Ye, at Cordova Dragway. That's going to be another one, another heavy hitter. That Sunday, August the 3rd, big drag. Actually, his is the 2nd and the 3rd. At Byron Dragway, Big Drag's annual race. That's the 2nd and the 3rd. That's at Byron Dragway that same weekend. The following weekend is the, wait a minute, 2nd, 3rd, the 6th, I want to believe. I want to say it's the 6th or the 9th. The 9th is Peso. Peso and Wayne, they doing something up in Milan. That's August the 9th. So it's like back to back to back to back heavy hitting grudge racing events. And last but not least, the reunion. I guarantee you, the reunion, myself, Big Sham, and Bruce Leroy, old school to the present, the reunion, all street cars and streetable cars. If you're not here, then you're gonna miss it. because this, if you're looking for action that day, if you really trying to grudge race, you should be there. That's all I can say. I take my hat off to Big Time Racing. They showed out this past weekend. They laid the law down. They took care of business. They whooped Tony Bynes. What other race do I know? Rocco and IBL. I take my hat off to IBL. Man, he gave him something. He couldn't catch him, but nonetheless, he did give him something. He got a race off. And, man, I take my hat off to Rocco for taking care of the business. It was another race that day, too. Rocco, he couldn't get away from Jimmy. Jimmy laid the law down right after they left there. Jimmy had to go on and take care of the business with Rocco, and he whooped him. Terrell with Tony Bynes. I don't know exactly what happened. The line lock or something. I don't know. But unfortunately, he lost the Hulk with Eastside Stranglers. I'm almost positive. Yeah, he left first. He red lit. So that really did nothing happen. I can't even, a loss is a loss, but that wasn't really a race. Man, off the top of my head, this is off the top of my head, y'all. But nonetheless, this weekend, y'all need to be there or be square. Okay, now I'm to the board, y'all. Give me one second. September the 6th. Y'all make sure y'all mark y'all calendar for September the 6th at No Limit Raceway, the reunion, old school to present. I got a little surprise for y'all. It should be real good. I ain't gonna let the rabbit out the hat yet, but it should be a good event. I got something good in store. If everything goes like I planned, it's gonna be a great event. Okay. Here I am. Okay. Junior, you on the line? Press the one button, Junior. Open up your mic. I know you on this mic. You're probably working, y'all. But nonetheless, man, all these calls on here, nobody press the one button. Somebody press the one button. I know y'all excited like I am. Did I go through all my announcements? Yes, I did. Little Tony, that's all I can say. Little Tony, y'all need to be here Saturday. Where all these grudge races? I didn't have no topic. I've been working all day. I thought the topic, everybody going to be saying who going to do what. I already know. Who looking for who? All these... what they call it, Facebook and internet grudge races, where y'all at, what y'all really gonna do? What are y'all really gonna do? Public service announcement, clocksoff.com. Everybody, you need to go to clocksoff.com and check the new website out. It's got a lot of good stuff on there, information about Clocks Off, what you can do, different videos. It's just the number one source of anything that's dealing with racing, grudge racing, all over the country, not just in the Midwest, but all over the country. And everybody, y'all need to go to clocksoff.com. I know they're going to have some giveaways, T-shirt giveaways. I know we got a new line coming out with the Clocks Off emblem. And, yeah, everybody needs to go to that site. Post, talk, do everything on there. The same stuff you're doing on Facebook, you can do it on Clocks Off. Excuse me. And... please go to that website. There's my co-host. I've been looking for you. 708, go ahead. You already know where you're at.
What up, Big Sam?
What's up, Mouse? What's the deal?
Man, I'm running behind today, running behind.
Oh, yeah. Well, join the club. I do it every week. I'm always running behind, man. I'm always running behind. I'm running. Everybody trying to get pretty for the weekend, and you know, Thursday is one of my days. So, I'm running myself. I missed you yesterday. I was working yesterday. I had some people late, so I didn't even get a chance to get up with you yesterday. But no worries. I whenever it's back on again, I'll be right back.
Okay.
Hold on one second. It's my son.
Yes,
yeah, D, I'm sorry. Y'all, that was my son. But, man, all I can say is this Saturday, man, if all these people that's talking all this junk do what they say they're going to do, man, I just can't even fathom the thought.
Yeah, hell of an event. I hope that weather
holds
out, man.
What is going on? What? Hold on.
Yeah, Greg. Yeah, it's on. I just didn't get a chance to text nobody. It's on now. 619-768-7235.
Yeah, see, I know y'all used to getting my texts, and I was working today. I didn't get a chance to text nobody out. People don't think the show on. Man, the show is on. I don't care what happened. Mouse, would you let them know you're going to take over the show? If I ain't here, somebody is going to be on this show.
Oh, yeah, we going to be on the line.
Every time. Let's see who this is. 708-0313. Your mic is open.
Hey, Sam.
What's up?
You were saying something about that Terrell race and Tony Bynes race.
Yeah, who is this?
This Rob.
Oh, what up, Rob?
Now, the thing is, I don't know if Tony Bynes actually won that race, because even though Terrell rolled the beam, it's always worse to first. I'm not 100% sure. I know on a red light, if you red light, you lose. But
right.
If your opponent crossed that center line, he loses the race. Now, I don't know if it's a double, you know, a double foul and they both lose because he rolled the beam and Primetime crossed that center line. But
right.
I think that's a double technical or Primetime lost, because I do know it's worse to first.
Right. I don't know.
But
I really don't know.
At this point, it don't matter.
Yeah, that means exactly.
But it's just good for people to know. So if it ever come up again or something happen, you got people gambling on the line, and they don't know, and they give them money up that they don't even have to. Or it could be an argument that it ain't even got to be, because you know the rules. It's a good subject to talk about.
Yeah. I don't know the particulars as far as, was it track rules? See, I don't know. See, when you gambling up on the line, you don't know. All you
but
know
they
is
go by track rules.
Who goes through the line? I mean, who goes through first? You know what I'm saying? Who turned the bulb on?
But,
who turns the light on? You know what I'm saying? So
they was going by track rules, so it didn't even matter about who cut the light on. If you're going by
right.
track rules, then
well, you know what? They
go
had
ahead,
this
Derek.
Discussion, you know, before about track rules, and basically, the way I see it, if the track didn't say nothing about it, then there's your ruling right there. Because the track got the last say so.
Yeah, but
okay.
I don't even think
something
he,
like that
he
pops
argued
up.
That.
Okay, let me ask y'all this. Okay, since he said something about it, now, all four bubs come on, but he rolled through the beam, but no, the actual lights, they didn't flash. You follow what I'm saying?
Well,
the lights didn't flash.
From what I heard, there was no red light because the tree didn't even activate.
Okay.
Because he moved that soon.
Okay, now, stop right there. He took off, and the lights did not come on. They didn't come on at all. Now, the other dude left and went in his, across the center line.
Right.
I was looking.
He went across. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I'm like, where do you, I don't know. I really don't know if that's like a wash. I don't know. But, like you say, somebody got paid. But what is the, for, man, I don't.
Rule is what you
yeah,
really want.
Exactly. What is the rule for that?
I don't know, because I don't know if you leave before the tree activates. I've seen people do it in competition. Now, that person definitely loses, but I don't know if anything after that counts because the tree was never even activated. So I don't have the answer,
Right, or is it the scenario that if you red light, whoever red light first, they lose. Is that correct? If two people red light, whoever red light first, they lose, right?
Right,
correct.
That's a given. But if I red light against you, but you cross the center line, you actually lose. But I don't know if I roll the beams and you
cross don't nobody
the center
win.
Line, I don't know if that's a double technical.
I'm saying if I red light and then you cross the center line, we both lose. Don't nobody win?
No,
you win.
Even though I red light.
The worst of the two fouls was the crossing of the center line.
Crossing the center line. Oh, so even if you red light and you go, if I red light and you cross the center beam, I still win.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But when you roll the beam, now I heard of a double foul, but I don't know if that rolling the beam considered and him crossing the center line considered a double foul because he didn't activate the tree. I'm just not 100% sure on that. That was something I never seen before.
Right. Me neither. I never saw that myself. Let's keep going, y'all. Somebody might answer one of these questions. 248-2539, your mic is open.
What's up, Sam?
What up? Who this?
It's Slouch, man.
Oh, what's up, Slouch? What you know,
good
brother?
Much, man. Calling in, supporting your show. I call in every time. I just will never press the one button.
Oh, okay. Well, man, you got a reason to press it today. Come on with it. Hello?
Just here. Yeah, we waiting on Saturday to come, man. There's going to be a lot of people that cannot sleep. we think it's Christmas Eve, and it's Friday.
I mean, give us a rundown, because I don't know I didn't have a full gist. Give us the full gist. Friday, if y'all testing tuning, what's the whole demo?
Okay, well, Friday is the testing tune. Gates will open up at 6 o'clock. Test the tune is from 6 to 12. And Reg will be there. He will be cooking for the guys that's doing all the testing and tuning, and guys are staying overnight. Get there also. And a lot of people said they can't keep their cars there. You can keep your car at the track if you're going to a hotel or if you just want to keep your car there. They will be locking the gates after everyone leaves. So you don't have to worry about your car getting tampered with or anything. People will be there all night, watching everyone's cars, having fun. Saturday, the event starts at 9. Well, the track opens at 9 o'clock. The track should be ready by 11 o'clock. So from 9 to 12 is when 12 a.m. at night, midnight rather, that's the time it closes. From 9 to 12 is the event.
Okay.
You know, we got a little rain, but they say it's supposed to rain early in the morning from 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock in the morning. After that, it's partly cloudy throughout the entire day. So it's only rain in the morning.
It's not raining. It's not going to rain.
No. Well, that's
no.
You
going backwards. It's not. Let me, public, this is for free. Yeah, I ain't even going to charge y'all for this.
Don't even mention it.
This is, it's not going to rain. No. You speak things into existence. It's not going to rain. That's it. That's all. We ain't got to worry about no rain. Don't even worry about that. It's not raining, y'all. Okay, go ahead, Slouch. I wanted to get them that, you know, make them smile.
Yeah, every time we have an event there, it always say it's going to rain and it never rains.
Yeah, it's not going to rain.
It rains. But, yeah.
So all the gangbangers will start at 11 o'clock.
I'm not going to be there Saturday morning because I'm not going to be able to make it there Friday because, you know, I got to wait on that check and everything. But I'll be there Saturday morning around 11, 12 o'clock.
Okay. All right. Well, y'all heard it here first. Yeah, that's going to be – it's going to be something else, Slouch. If y'all can just – man, I'm excited for y'all.
We're going for that record that we got, 25, 26 grudge races. We're going to shatter that Saturday.
Well, sounds good to me.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds good to me. All right, well, man. I definitely do.
I'll be there tomorrow night.
You going tomorrow night?
Yeah, get out of work. Now I'm heading on down. Hold on, up there.
Okay. All right, Slouch. Well, man, just you can mute your phone. You know what goes on. I'm just gonna go down, keep going down the line. See what who got what to say. 815-8050. Your mic is open.
What's up, Shan?
What's Sleepy? What's up, Sleepy? What's going on?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Just listening in, man. I know you're coming to 131, so I'm looking forward to seeing you there, bro.
Oh, yeah. I'm there for sure.
What's
up? I'm there for sure.
I appreciate the other day, man, when I had that little Oslo on the with that truck the other day, man. I appreciate you helping me out.
Oh, man. Ain't no problem, brother. I just hate that happened, but, you know. It happens, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know,
yeah.
It, you didn't hurt yourself. Man, the Lord was with you. Man, you
right.
You know, you saved the car and yourself.
Yeah.
So, you know.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, you're batting 1,000. I got people came into the shop today talking about, man, did you see the dude save that car? I was like, yeah. I seen him. I sure did, man. Yes, sir. They sure was in the shop talking about you today. They didn't know that I had knew you, but they were there.
Hey, you know we
got
to do what we do,
Champ. Yes, sir.
Sleepy, now, was that your truck?
No, my truck is all black. That was a good friend of mine, truck,
okay.
Dwayne.
Normally,
when he got out, he liked for me to make a pass at it for him so he could see what it do. But unfortunately, it didn't do what it do that time. It did something opposite.
Yeah.
Like Cam said, it all turned out good, man. All the paint was still on the truck. We lost the motor, but we'd rather lose the motor than lose both of them, the motor and the truck. So, God was with me, and I knew what to do and got it done.
Absolutely. You didn't get hurt. That's first. Let's start there.
I don't know.
You ain't hurt
That's
yourself.
It. That's it.
And, man, you saved the car, and... Man, that's all that matter. Man, that's really that's all that. Man, you didn't hurt yourself or the car. I mean, the motor. You know, huh?
We can get another one, you know.
Oh yeah, all day long. You get another car for that matter. Shit, I'd have hit the wall, tore a car up. That don't.
Right.
You know, but man, I you know, came away with maybe a scratch on my arm, and that's it. So, you know, that's a good thing.
Like
but, man, Sleepy,
like
you know, I'm going to be looking. Huh?
I said, when I got to a stop, I sat down for a minute and thank God that, you know, I was okay and the truck was okay. And then I got out and, you know, assessed the damage and it was all good, champ.
Oh, for sure. Ain't no question.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm going to look forward to seeing you down there, Sleep.
You will, Sam. I'm going to be looking forward to running into you, bro.
All right, brother. Hold the line. Let me keep on going.
All right. All right.
All right. 708. All right, I'm sorry. What is this? 773-3969. Your mic is open.
What's up, Big Sam? It's Big Pern.
What's up, Pern?
Chilling. I just wanted to say, man, they called that race from the tower, so we just honored what they said. You know, that's what it was. Then he called that race, so it was track rules, and that's what his rules was. He said
okay.
we disqualified ourselves by leaving the tree too early.
Okay. Each track, that's my thing. Is that just because it was there, or is that which NHRA rule, IHRA rule? Somebody going to say something about it, but, I mean, you know, y'all, all you can do is just honor what they say, but I was just asking the question as far as.
I figured it was no limit rules. It was cheap rules.
Oh,
I
okay.
I felt like we should have had that back or whatever, but, you know, it was what it was, and.
But
right.
Did Denny know he crossed the center line?
You know, we mentioned that, but, you know, he said it was what it was. We disqualified ourselves first, you know, so that's where he went with it. You know, it was track rules, you know. You know, they, you know.
Okay.
You know,
they
all did stuff aside on the fence, you know. So,
right. Okay. Well. Okay. How close are you, Perm? When you, how close are you with getting back? My phone beeping up.
Sam, I actually sold my car. And,
did you?
When I get some car, I'll let everybody know.
All right. 30 minutes. Okay. Okay. Well, hold the line, Perm. Let me keep going. 847-4139. Your mic is open.
Hey, Sham, what's going on, man? I just wanted to say hi and hi to everybody else, Sleepy, all you guys, and I'm just sitting back supporting the show.
Oh, what's up, Big Mark? You know, I appreciate you, man.
Appreciate
That's
you,
what's
Mark.
Up.
Hey, Mark, I couldn't get none of that money from you on Saturday. What's going on?
Hey, man, hey, leave me alone, man. Leave me alone, man. That's my one y'all. Both of y'all, leave me alone, man. I'm on mute.
Oh, man. He say, forget y'all. He ain't giving y'all nothing. Okay. Let me keep going. Let me look. 773-2322. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Big Sound?
What's
Miles
up? Who
this?
What's
up, Ray? Right? What's going on with y'all?
Who this?
Seven. It's Big Ray.
Seven? Oh, Big Ray.
It's Big Ray.
What's up,
yeah.
Ray? What's happening?
What's going on with y'all fellas?
Man, everything peaceful, brother. We just trying to see who going to do what Saturday from the Midwest. I'm excited. I want to see who going to do what. If any, you know, what's going to happen.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah.
This Perm, I heard one time about all these guys talking about they going to race and stuff. I heard one good thing one time. Somebody said the same people going to do what they do and the same people going to do what they do.
Say it again. That's all they going to do. Is that what you saying, Perm?
That's exactly what it is.
Man, You know, people, when they on the street, well, from my experience, just listening on the street, you know, people going to talk mess or whatever, but now it's just like it just done went viral, if that's the word y'all want to use. It's just, you know, I understand, you know, some it's a show for the most part, you know, it can't be for show, but where's the tail at for me? What, you know, ain't nobody, well, I ain't going to say ain't nobody, because people are, you know, they getting down. Like I say, I take my hat off to Big Time Racing, Vic, and And man, they represented.
They showed up and showed out.
Man, they laid it down, man. Ain't no excuses, man. It is what it is. They did it. They did it back to back. Shit, my race and Saturday. So, man, they coming full force, man.
This weekend too.
Yeah. So they trying to put in a little work, man. I think it's been a little bit. I knew that. You know, I heard, man. I think it was at Raylo's party. Earlier this year, he was like, man, big time racing, just hold on, we coming. Well, they here, and man, if I had $10 a person to bet, I'd have been a millionaire. All the people thought Tony Bynum was going to whoop them. I couldn't believe it. They had put their head down.
That's
so,
where I made
man.
All my money at, Sam.
Huh?
That's where I made all my money at. I ran from one side of the lane to the next. Standing on that yellow sign.
Man, oh, man. I show you right.
I personally got a couple hundred off Big Danny.
Ooh, yeah. You know, I ain't trying to stir nothing up, but... I know it's your money, and you bet however you want to bet. I mean, for that, you know, I ain't got no problem with nobody betting on however they want to bet. But I know sometimes, you know, you have to, well, we talk about some type of unification, and you got to, this is just my opinion. If I don't think you're going to win, and I know them, whoever the people are, if they from somewhere else, I ain't talking about nobody up here, but they come, I mean, I have seen people come up here specifically from another state. Now, they gangbang when they at home, but when they came up here, I heard out their own mouth, no, we don't bet against each other up here. We betting with each other. Now, is that right or wrong? I don't know, but I like the sound of it, me myself. I know one time I went down south, and, man, I ain't even going to say who it was, but they was betting against the man. I mean, heavily, all through the stands, and I'm looking like, damn, all these people, man, they betting against them, but they from Chicago. You know, I just didn't want to do that. I even if I didn't think they was going to win, I just didn't want to bet against them. I'd rather, you know, it's plenty of stuff to bet on. I just didn't want to bet against the people that I was down there with. So, but, you know, like I say, people, you know, they do it, you know, but that's just my personal opinion. I just don't want to, you know, I think, some, you know, everybody else does it. And I mean from Texas to, man, I was standing right there in front of them people. Donye, them boys from Texas, they was trying to talk crazy to Donye. They was talking to somebody. Tony Bass, Donye. And the boy walked up and said, yeah, I want to race that black car, the black Regal. And Donye, he didn't know who Donye was. Donye was like, that's my car. He's like, yeah, I want to race you. But he had to race Tony Bynum first. I want to say it was Tony Bynum. And Tony Bynum blowed his back out. They was from Texas. And my boy Peanut, he was standing there. He was like, yeah. I was like, Peanut, what's going on with that? He was like, why? I asked him. I said, why you ain't on his bumper? He was like, no, I'll wait till we get back home to get on him. I ain't trying to race him here. We, you know, he from Texas. I ain't fooling with him. And I was like, damn, okay. Georgia, Texas, they both did the same thing. But, you know, we some rebels up here. I don't know. Let me go to the next caller, y'all. I don't know if y'all understand or hear what I'm saying, but that's just how I feel about it. 708-0483, your mic is open.
Hey, Sharon, how you doing? I was just calling to say, you know, I'm listening to the show. You're having a good show going on. I just giving my support.
Oh, man, I appreciate you, Major. What's going on with you, brother?
Not much, man. Over there working, trying to get that car together, brother.
Man, I know that's right, man. Keep your head down, brother, and it's going to come together. Take your time. That's first and foremost. Take your time and get it right. Don't rush. Yeah. Man, it ain't going nowhere. Man, these people ain't going nowhere. Take your time. Make sure it's right. And get it together. But, man, you know, as always, man, I appreciate you calling in, brother.
I definitely appreciate having something to look forward to on Thursday.
Man, for sure. And as Mal said, I don't care if I ain't here or not. Somebody better open up these mics.
All right, bro. I appreciate it, man. I'm gonna
say okay.
All right,
care. For sure. 773-3625. Your mic is open.
What up, Big Sham? I was just calling in to support the show. This baby boy, man, I was just calling in to support the show. I just got my ass blew out.
Oh, wow. You got your ass blown out, baby boy?
We just went on Side Expressway with my Maxima, and I got my ass blew out by a big old truck. I just got my ass blew out, so I was just trying to listen in and let everybody know I got my ass shook loose, so. I'm trying to engage.
Well, you know, maybe better luck next time. That's all I can say.
Hey, baby boy, I got some duct tape to fill up your butt.
Well, listen, I'm changing it. This motherfucker wide open now. You ain't got any worry about you putting up with the duct tape. It's wide open. It's wide open. So I was just calling in to support the show. And just give you some support, Big Sham. You got a good show going on Thursday night, and I hope everybody else tune in on tomorrow night with me and Cadillac Joe and stuff like that. So we do still street race with street cars and stuff like that. I drive this thing every day. I got my ass knocked loose, man. I didn't believe that, man. I just didn't believe it.
Oh, well, they, they got you right.
Hey, Sam.
Yes, sir.
Speaking of some street action, you know there was some action last night, and there was some action Saturday night after the track.
What happened? Y'all, let us know what's going on.
Well, Saturday night after the track, I ain't going to say where it happened, but I'm going to tell you it was Jimmy and Rocco with that blue and white Malibu.
Yeah, I said something about that one. I let him know. Yeah, Jimmy laid him on down.
Yeah. He put it on him.
Yeah.
And then last night it was Cube and Sam.
Oh, my goodness. You got to be kidding me. Which cars was it?
Yeah, Trailblazer and the Cadillac.
And what happened?
Sam came out on top.
What? Sam, what you say?
I heard Cube had a little, from what I heard, I'm just telling you what I heard. I don't know if this forehead gasket, but he went down last night.
Oh, man. Well, y'all heard it. Now, do you know how they race?
I'm not 100% sure. I wasn't there.
Okay.
I'm sure somebody called in. Somebody had to see it.
Yeah, I'd just like to know how they race.
I was still getting the meat off the grill last night when it was going down.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And Miles, okay. I have to say your meat was delicious. Thank you.
Oh, Ray, hey, come on.
I'm still sitting vessels. I'm still sitting vessels right now.
Ooh-wee. All right, well, let's see if somebody got some information, some other information. 773-3490, your mic is open. 773-3490, your mic is open.
What's happening, Big Sham?
Hey, what's going on, D?
Brother? What's going on, man?
Oh, everything's good, brother. How about you?
sitting there doing what I do best. Well, I take that back, doing what I don't do best. That's my paperwork at the end of the day. But I happened to catch the end of a race you were speaking of about a guy red lighting and one crossed the line.
Uh-huh.
And it's ironic because that came up a little over a month ago. They had a race that of the same magnitude. One guy red lighted and one crossed the center line.
Okay.
And the guy that crossed the center line superseded the red light.
Right.
So what they done, they made the red light be null of a fact because he crossed red, the center line. And you tend to think it could come down to a safety issue, you know, of crossing the center line versus the red light. But the red light had lost the race, and then he won the race back once the guy crossed the center line.
Right. We already got that one, D. I'm trying to figure out what happens when the light don't come on. You leave before the lights come on. What happens then?
I don't understand.
And the other person crossed the center line. I'm sorry?
I don't understand what you're saying when you said what happened if their lights don't come on. They stayed.
The lights never came down. He left before the lights came on. And the other person crossed the center line.
Well, I would tend to think, I'm not for sure. Now I go in the record book and look, I like to speak on truth. But I would tend to think once you cross the fence line, it would have to still supersede all files of violation.
Hey, man, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. That is NHRA rule, man. That is correct.
Is that no limit rule? Is that no limit rule? They rule that in the tower. So y'all don't be any arguing talking about that. They rule that straight up the tower, man. That's where it came from.
But the thing is, it's about gambling. Right. But the thing is, if you gambling, you want to pay off right. You know what I'm saying? And that's good to have that information and know what you're doing, because you don't want nobody tripping over somebody
else. If a track rule, that don't necessarily make the rule be right, because that's where the track rule. The rules you would think would go by NHRA if that's what you run. I mean, if you're running by the rules. I don't know how that race taking place. I come in on the end of it. But like I said, I would tend to think that it still would supersede, because, like I said, the bottom line is it becomes a safety factor when you cross the center line.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. That's really interesting, because I've never seen that myself. But since they brought it up, I thought I'd ask the question, because he did leave, I'm like, okay, well, you know, shit, you left first. You left before you red lit, but the lights didn't come on. But you still, I don't know if you know if you could call that a red light. Shit, because the light didn't come on. I mean, but when the other guy crossed the center line, I'm like, oh, shit, that's a, I don't know if you want to call, in my mind, we're going to do it over. But I don't know. You know, like I say.
Trigger Man was jumping up and down, upset, because he knew when he crossed that center line what that meant.
Well, you got another young man in the wings, a big champ, 24-473, known as Dre, and he tend to be around that pro stock stuff a little more than I, so he may have a little more insight than I can give you on it. But for all you brothers that's on, before I get back in the mute mode, for all you brothers on, tune in tomorrow to D and Larry. We will be on, I'm sorry, not tomorrow, tune in Saturday, D and Larry show. We'll be doing it up like we do.
Oh, yeah. Well, that, you know, that, it would have been, I was going to make an announcement, but I'm glad you said it anyway. Nonetheless, D and Brother Larry, Saturday night, 8 o'clock, and tomorrow night is Cadillac Joe and Baby Boy. Tomorrow night at, is theirs at 7? I want to say theirs is at 7 o'clock. Is it at 8? Okay, it is at 8 o'clock. Okay. All right, D, let me.
But pull a drag out and let's see what he says, because he hang around that pro stock stuff a little more than I do, and
yeah,
he might
I'm
have a little more.
Yeah, let me keep going. I'm rolling.
All right,
okay.
I'm on you.
All right, 312-1488. Wait a minute. Yeah, 312-1488. Your mic is open. Hello. 312-1488. All right. I'll come back to you. 708 6369. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's happening, Sham?
What up, Cadillac? What's happening?
Man, what's the deal with it, baby? How you feeling tonight?
Man, everything is everything, brother. We just trying to see what everybody going to do Saturday and what's happening and, you know, trying to just make it happen. One more Thursday for me. What's the word?
Hey, man, word Jesus, man, on the line, man. It's going down that Saturday night. 131, man, come get your ticket. It's going to be a show and a thriller. And I ain't talking about from Vanilla either.
So you're right. So you're right.
Yeah, I'm just calling. Yeah, I just call in to support the show, man, let you know good looking out, man. Support clocksoffman.com, man, Cadillac Show, Baby Boy, Friday night, 8 o'clock, 347-850-1016. Then you got Uncle Larry's show. Saturday night, same number. So hey, man,
sure.
I had these T-shirts, man. Had a hat. The hat's coming, but the T-shirt is definitely going to be there this Saturday. So, man, everybody get your T-shirts. Come on out, man. We plan on having a great event. So, hey, Cham, I just wanted to call and support the show, man.
Man, I appreciate you, man. You know, just stay there. Mute your mic. You hear your name. I know you're going to have something to say in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
I ain't buying no T-shirt unless there's a midget on it.
hey, I got one present for you. Hey, downstairs, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
hey,
man.
Cadillac, what's up, Big Perm? You going to be there Saturday?
Hey, Big Perm, man, I'm be in the house, man, looking for you, baby boy, just the fellowship with you, man.
Oh, no, we ain't got no fellowship, and it's the 26th.
Hey, man, 26th, man, I'm going to be there, baby. I'll be there, Big Perm. You just make sure you be there. We're going to fellowship. We're going to have a good time.
I'm just trying to make sure you ain't forgot our date now.
I ain't forgot no date on Big Sean. I mean, Perm, come on, baby. I'm on this killer right now. Y'all going to need some help. Man, hey, matter of fact, I got y'all obituaries already made.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? That's all I got to say, Big Perm. Thriller from Manila is going to be up in the east, baby. Hey, when y'all riding home, I got some donuts for you.
Mm.
And they ain't got no glaze on it.
We'll take them.
All right, ain't no problem, man. I'll be in the house.
Ooh, wait a minute. Are y'all locked in?
Hey, Cadillac. Oh, yeah, sure. Hey, Cadillac.
Yes, sir.
Can you get your boys to run us, man, with that Star Child costume?
Man, they gonna run y'all, man. They ready to run y'all when they get ready. Y'all gotta make it right. Whatever y'all gotta
make it
do,
right.
Y'all know
what
y'all gotta do.
Okay, hey, Sham. Yeah. Let me ask you a question, man. Sham, these guys got a back half big block car, right? With multiple kids on it, right? What's wrong with them running our big block car? Why they won't run out? They want us to lock in there with the small block car. We got a big block car that sit exactly the same as they car.
I'm staying neutral.
Hey, Big Perm, what car you talking about? You want to run the yellow car with, man?
The Hulk.
What car do you want to run? Huh?
The Hulk.
The Hulk. No, that Hulk. I got something for the Hulk, man. I got these nuts
Hey,
that's what I got for the Hulk. The Hulk can't get to that guy. He got to come through this first.
We got to have things going. I'm not talking about us. We got things going. We own Star Child
okay.
Lick. We just trying to get our lick back, man. Them guys ain't wake up in 2 years.
And they still talking
about that little win. They got 2 years ago. They still talk about that win. 2 years ago,
and
won't get down, and been at the track several times with us.
Okay, well, I think you know he'll run you. You know, y'all. I guess y'all can get there, and y'all can talk about it, and whatever y'all need to do, it can happen. I can't talk on that man's car. I talk on my car. I take care of all problems. I'm the punisher.
Enough said. Enough said.
That's all, baby.
Enough said.
I'm looking forward to it. We're going to eat. We're going to eat and talk some trash. And the main thing we're going to do, I want to see you run down the track, big perv.
Cadillac, I just wanted to see if you had any insight on that, man. Maybe you knew something I didn't know, man.
Okay,
that's all.
Well, I can find out for you, big perv. Y'all talking about with the Hawk, right?
Yeah, I mean, big block to big block,
okay.
Back half to back half, 29 to 29,
okay.
That's how I see it. Multiple kicks.
Okay.
Just multiple kicks. Matter of fact, shit, tell them we'll try them on one kick with the Hawk.
Okay. I see what happened, man. I run that back.
That's how we gonna sweeten the pot, because we always got to get them something. They always want something. Tell them we'll get them. We'll try them with one kit.
One kit, okay.
One kit,
man. One kit. That's all. He got is one kit. I guess y'all
both had multiple kits. That boy told me they had multiple kits on their cup.
That boy. Okay. Well. You know, sometimes, you know how you youngsters, y'all get excited. Y'all see one kid, you think it's 20. Them trees
all right,
be flying.
Okay, I understand. I don't give a damn how many on there. I just want my action back with that car, man. Win or lose, we ain't got no guarantee win. Shit, we lost the other day.
Yeah, man. Hey, man, that's part of drag racing, man. That's
absolutely.
Part of somebody
so
going to win, somebody going to lose.
I just want to get my lick back. I'm so sick of that little yellow boy talking all that smack, man, and he won't even get in the lanes, man.
You say the little yellow
boy. he won't even get in the lanes, man.
Big
all he
bird.
Do is run his mouth, man.
Say he be running his mouth, bird. Hey, well,
man,
I guess he got something for you,
man. He ain't
well,
got nothing.
Hey,
all he got, the only thing he can do is get like 6 feet over in the next lane, man.
Okay. Well, I tell you what I do, Firm. I find out later on and see what happened. If he don't run the Hawk, he might run Hoodie. I don't know. He going to run somebody.
No. Hey, Cadillac, that's it. We not giving them no big block race to a small block race. We got a big block car. They got a big block car. Get their ass in the
Y'all head. Said, wait a minute, Big Firm. Hoodie has set that up already, I heard.
Hey, Cadillac, I understand what I'm saying. I got this covered. I'm telling
okay,
you,
okay,
we're not
okay,
running that small
okay,
block
okay.
car. We're not running that small block car against a big block car. We're not giving them nothing
okay.
else like that. They won once,
okay.
and they've been talking shit for 2 years. So now they got to race what they got. Big
okay.
block to big block, back half to back half. I think that's only fair.
Well, that'll be Saturday then, I guess. I guess they'll bring something. We'll see what happens, man. We're going to make something happen, man. Jump it off, man. If I got to run twice, I can do what I got to do. I'm taking all slack.
We ain't worried about you, Cadillac. I know you're going to
I know you ain't worried about me,
Big Bird. I know you're going to show up. I know you're going to show up now. I just want to know if you're going to, I want your task in the lane. I ain't worried about you. You ain't talking no more, so I think you're going to try to get out. But I'm tired of your boy talking. I want his ass.
Come on, this motherfucker. Hey, wait, you going to drive or he going to drive? How this race supposed to go back?
I don't drive the Hawk.
You don't drive the Hawk.
Right
okay.
Now. No, I don't drive the Hawk.
Okay, so you talking about that be with him and Terrell.
With the strangers and whatever
car.
That car is. Whoever that car is, whatever. You know, they got my money, so it ain't just Terrell. They got some of my paper.
Okay, well, I'm gonna tell you like this here. You better bring enough. You gonna need it. You gonna go and need that truck you got. Get that stash out of it. Cause they talking about they gonna.
I ain't worried about you, man. You gonna stop.
I ain't say you worried about me, man.
You gonna stop. You gonna put a cap on that when you see that shakedown.
Man, I ain't worried about it. Y'all gonna cap up and put your thumb up your nose. Cause when I make a shakedown, ooh, that's all you gonna say. Ooh, you don't want no trouble.
Hey,
I ain't gonna want these problems.
Hey.
I'm gonna give you these problems, though. I want you to wear it on your back all the way home.
when you get home and you see a woman and you kiss her, and when you do what you do, you're going to think about the like. That like put that thing on me, baby. Oh, I got to take it out.
Hey, Cadillac, all that sounds good, man. Well, I'll just talk with you later, man. You keep all your nuts and shit to yourself, man, you know?
All right. I'm giving to y'all, though. I'm going to put it on you, though, big baby.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to castrate them nuts for you. That's what I'm going to do. Saturday, you got your shit and your shit castrated.
I'm looking forward to that. Wait a minute. Big Perm. It's 2 days to show down, baby.
You're going to start saying I'm going to put your nuts on your car. You ain't going to have no more.
You know what? I'm going to tell you like this, Big Perm. I can't wait. I'm going to show out and show out on you.
Like, I don't even want to charge at you, man. I'm telling the truth, man. I want your point. I want that yellow motherfucker.
Well, hey,
yellow,
man,
he'll be there. All right, but you let him know, Big Perm is gunning for his ass, and whenever he wants to run that fucking car, get his ass down. And you know what?
Okay.
I will let him race that small block car. But tell them to give us something with the small block. Tell them don't act. We got to stock the small block car. If you want to give us something with that big block back half car, he can't accommodate us. We will try him. But other than that, if you want to head up race, he got to get his ass down with that home.
Okay, I will that message, man. That's good action.
Okay. I appreciate it, Cadillac. Thanks, man.
Hey, y'all, man.
Let me keep going, Cadillac. Somebody might be on this line. 248-1625, your mic is open.
No, you're supposed to take the time. That seems like this dirt bike I'm about to get.
Hello?
You can't just be out here. You gotta get used to stuff like that. You guys on the show.
248-1625, your mic is open.
Oh, and the grips.
Hello?
Hey, Big Jam.
Yeah. They really talking. I'm gonna keep going. Yeah.
Okay. I just got a text back from one of my NHRA guys that was so. Hey, and he stated. Let me read this text to you guys. So you, I'm not very versed at phone. So let me read this to you guys. He says that it is called a boundary line violation. In that case, the red light driver wins the race.
Oh.
And he's associated with NHRA.
Okay.
That's NHRA, but is that no limit track rules? That is no limit track rules and NHRA track rules is two different rules.
Right, exactly. Well,
to go by the track.
Right.
Ain't no use in arguing with it.
Right, but it's not Perm. It's not an argument. I was just curious to know. You know, when people say. Track rules, are they talking about NHRA? All of those rules are different, right? NHRA, IHRA, all those rules are different, right?
They shouldn't be different. NHRA
rules are stiffer.
They're stiffer?
They're very much different.
When somebody say track rules, what are they talking about the track that they at, or are they talking about, you know, NHRA rules? That's kind of like, I guess, that's another stipulation.
Well,
but nonetheless.
When I hear track rules, I'm thinking NHRA because if they make the rules, everybody pretty much follow their rules.
Okay.
Not really. Not if you had an outlaw track, they don't got to follow no NHRA rules.
Right. It's the track, the actual track rule. But
it's a track where you at. I mean, basically track rules boils down to using the tree, and like you say, going off or crossing the center line, basically.
Uh-huh.
Because that's really the only two parts that those grudge racers use when they track rules. It's just, you know, the function of the tree and crossing the center line.
Okay. Well, just from what happened, that's a good question. I just thought it was a good question because of what happened, you know, how it happened. I think this is, hold on. Did I have 248-1625? Is that the one talking? Who is that talking? Oh, okay. 773-4309. I think that's Big Will.
What's happening, Big Fam?
What's going on, Will?
What's up, Will?
All right. Let me explain this to you all, because you all got some wrong information going with this. First to worst, that's with the red light and crossing the center line, yeah? If you red light and the other person crossed the center line, the red light win, okay? See, the problem here, he didn't red light. He disqualified himself. It's a whole different story. He left too early before the tree activated, so he didn't even realize. It's like he's not even in the race. See, it's just like two pro stocks go down there. I think pro stocks pulled away 2,600 pounds. They get to the tech, and the man weighed 2,000. He disqualified himself. He's not in the race. That's why the other guy won. See, the guy disqualified himself. He didn't red light. He disqualified himself by leaving before the tree activated. And track rules.
But to my understanding, both of them did that, Big Will.
No, they didn't. The guy left before the tree activated. If the
right.
tree don't, if you leave before the tree activates, you don't get a red light.
Right.
He didn't red light. He left before the tree
then
activated.
It's a double,
so
then it's
right.
a double disqualification then, because if you cross the line, you out.
I understand what you're saying, Lil Rob, but they gave it to him. And see, track rules, once you go back to this track rule thing, track rules, NHRA sort of started, you know, somewhat, you know, having rules in racing and stuff, but everybody doesn't follow NHRA rules. One thing you got to know, when you talk about track rules, you're talking about the track that you're at. See, that's one
right.
thing for sure. And NHRA rules is the same with that disqualification. If his two cars go through there and one of them disqualifies
wow. sure.
himself, he's not in the race. It's like he never showed up. Beg your pardon?
Yeah.
It's like he didn't even show up for the race. He's
yeah.
disqualified. He's not in a contender. He cannot win because he disqualified. Simple, man. They didn't say that he red light. They didn't say that he did this, that, and other. He disqualified himself. That's a whole different picture.
Okay.
That's the bottom
yeah.
of the bill. You're not in the race.
Oh. Will, let me ask you this. He disqualified himself. Now, since if he left and he disqualified himself, what happens with the other guy? The other guy, if he don't move, it's okay. But if he do move and he go on the other lane, what happens then?
See, if he doesn't move, he disqualified himself.
Okay,
he's
stop right
the
there. Stop
right
there.
Okay, okay.
He leaves.
Okay.
He leaves and goes down the track. But he go past the center line. Now what happens?
If he go down there and kill himself, he still won. Because the other guy is not in the race. He's not in the race, Sam. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I'm just asking. I don't
race.
Know. I'm asking you. I'm just trying to
well,
get
I'm
clarification.
I'm trying to explain it to some of these guys who don't know and don't understand. And I respect that because it's a real toss-up question. See, John Force last year, John Force was in a race with that girl. John Force red lighted, and the girl crossed the center. I mean, John. yeah, John Force red lighted, and the girl crossed the center line. When she crossed the center line, that gave the win back to John Force. He was shocked because he knew he had red lighted.
Right.
Red lights, yeah. You cross the center line. That's one of the main. That's the worst thing you can do. Worst thing you can do. But disqualifying yourself is a whole different picture. You're not in the race.
Okay.
It's just like you didn't show up. You
okay.
know, when they take some cars and find out that they have too much fuel, the wrong fuel, and all these kind of things, they disqualify themselves. They can't win. You know, he had some different fuel in his car one time last year. At the end of the race, he had won and everything. They checked the fuel. He was back at the pit trying to get ready for the next round. All of a sudden, they came over there and told him, no, you out. That fuel didn't register right. He was mad. He protested and everything, but it's too late. You disqualify yourself like that. They don't call it cheating. They call it disqualifying. That's what he was really doing. He was cheating, slipping some different fuel in his car.
Okay.
And it's the same thing with leaving before the red light, before the lights activate. You're cheating. You left too early. way too early. If the lights didn't even come down yet, you left too early, man. You're cheating. You know, in a certain sense. But, you know, it is what it is. But, see, he didn't red light. Remember that. We're not talking about red light. We're talking about leaving before the tree activates.
Okay. Julia, you on the mic?
That's the one. Sound, but that's the real.
No, this is
fucking.
Junior.
Okay,
stick
that. Junior running off at the mouth.
Oh, that's not Junior. I don't know who that is. Let me go to this next one. 312.
Hey,
Big Wheel. Go ahead. Who? Yeah.
It's Cadillac, man.
Yeah.
Man, I'm looking for you, man. Where you at, man? You ain't tried to holler at me. What's up?
Who you talking? Who you talking about, Cadillac?
I'm talking about Big Will.
Oh. Will, he talking to you.
I'm talking to Will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll holler at you when I see you, partner.
Partner, now, okay. I just want to know where we at. Okay, man, I'm gone.
312-0684, your mic is open. 312-0684.
How you doing, Big Cham? This is Larry.
What's up, Brother Larry?
Oh, man, you know I'm calling in to give my support to one of my Clocks Off brothers, man. And also, I wanted to ask a question, though, right quick.
Big
Wheel was speaking on it.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, what's those NHRA rules? And grudge racing rules, I thought that, can it be a double elimination? I mean, I know the NHRA, those are the rules for the NHRA, but for drag racing and grudge racing, is it the same rule? Does the same rule apply?
And what happens there, Larry, I agree with you 100%, but what happens there, when you go to a track, when you go to grudge racing, you can't think of all the rules. So, you know, you put up your you know, I get the back tie, I get the brake, you know, all your stiff. And then you go on to say, from there on, you go to track rules. See, because nobody would have thought of that to throw in there, see, with your stiff, you know. But I understand what you're saying, but after that, after you get your little stiff together, then you go to track rules. That's when basically come across when your red light or you cross the center line. That's when those things come in effect. You know, people look at them. Because a lot of times you don't go by track rules. Some guys be chasing you down in the same lane, you know. But I understand what you're saying.
So, Big Wheel, what I was saying was this. Can we make this educational? That's the reason why I was asking Bisham. Could I call you back in? Could we make this educational for the younger racers that have had this experience or the ones that's going to have this experience? Whenever there's something like that to go down, should they go to the people and get the track? Ask the people, what is their track ruling?
Well, they did that. They did that. Denny made that call. Denny runs the track, and he made that call. He told them, he called who won. I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
But see, just like, you know, on the street, if we was on the street, it was just somebody red lighted, just somebody left early. You know, we rerun it or whatever the case may be. But at the track, they let Denny make that call.
Uh-huh.
What's happening there?
Hey, what's going on? I had to ask that question. The reason I want to ask that question because of the simple fact that I know it's a lot of guys that hasn't been around drag racing as long as we have. But if that was the track ruling, then that's the way it go. But the best way to ask, you know, once you ask, then you know. But a lot of times what I used to do, I used to find out the track ruling before I raced. I didn't find out the ruling after I raced because during the period of time we was racing, we didn't have those tips. It's either we gave us guys spot, a set out, or we ran head up, you know. As far as the line was concerned, or so far and so on, we automatically knew what was happening with that. And a red light, we automatically knew what was happening with that. But I know back during the time at US 30 drag strip, if one red lighted and the other one went to the center line, the ruling then was that it was a double elimination.
Hey, Larry.
Yeah.
How you doing, sir?
I'm hanging in there, man. I'm just glad to be on here with you all, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Larry. I'm looking forward to seeing you in the 131, man. You know what this is, right?
Are you on?
Larry.
Yes, sir.
You know what this is, right?
Uh-uh.
It's sleepy, Larry.
It sounds like sleepy. It sounds like sleepy.
It's sleepy up anybody, yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing you Saturday, Larry. I'm going up there tomorrow.
Hey, man, you know what? You know what? If the good Lord bless me and don't nothing happen to me, man, hey, man, I'll be leaving out of here sometime tomorrow, man. I'm getting out of here, man. I'll be there when you get there.
Larry,
yes,
I'm leaving
I can't listen to you, man. And then, you know, I've always been a great supporter of drag racing anyway, so I'm going to try to make it my business to be there, man. Ain't no doubt about it, Sleepy, because, you know, it's been a minute since we've seen
each other.
Yes, sir. Ain't no doubt about it.
I'm leaving tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, yeah, I really appreciate you letting me come on your show, man. And I want to let everybody know that we're going to have some clock off T-shirts there, too, also. And we're going to have some for the ladies, too, and they'll be able to pick theirs in variety of colors. We got some real, real nice T-shirts for the ladies, too, also. So I just wanted to make that announcement, Big Sham, and come in and pay my dues, man, because, you know, I ain't got no problem in supporting nothing that you do, man. You know, and that's just the bottom line because you are one of my clocks off brothers. With that
appreciate
being
it.
I'm going to say hello to everybody, and I'm going to get back on mute and let y'all go on with the show.
All right. Let me keep rolling. I think this the Hawk right here. Your mic is open.
What's going on, man?
What's up, Terrell?
I'm trying to listen in. Y'all talking about me. I can't comment on anything like that.
I'm sorry.
Got me on hold so long, man.
What happened?
No, you had me on hold, man. You know, I'm for an hour, man. You clicked me on.
I'm just not getting your number. Okay, go ahead.
No, but y'all was talking about the track rules and all that. You know, Denny didn't activate the tree, man. Like he's supposed to. What's that noise? Hello?
I don't know.
Hello?
Go ahead.
You know that Denny called the race, but he didn't activate the tree like he's supposed to. He manually started the tree. If that was an automatic start on that tree, a red light would have popped up. He manually started that tree. So he hit the button. When both cars got in the beans, he hit the button and tripped the tree down. When he saw my car move, he didn't hit the button. Then he hit the button and allowed the green light to come on, and that's why I took off. So I figured if it's disqualification on my part and on their part, there should be no money paid out to nobody.
Oh, okay.
See, that's what I thought. If it's
my
a
question,
double disqualification.
Right. That's why I was just asking the question. It wasn't. I was just trying to get what the NHRA rule was or the track rule or NHRA rule. Which one was y'all going by? I didn't know. Once they said you paid off, evidently, I'm like, okay, whatever. But what is the actual NHRA rule for that? Because I've never seen it before. I thought it was a double, like y'all do it over again, but, you know, I didn't know. So that's my reason for asking. Okay. Is that noise?
See, I
was thinking the same thing. I was thinking the same thing, too,
line, no matter what.
That it would be something that they would run over my own personal self. That's why I had to ask the question, because if both people eliminate their sales, the race has to go back, you know.
Right.
According to
nobody
if
paid off.
You know, the track ruling, but from what I heard that he didn't go red, so I really don't know because I wasn't there.
Right.
You know, but Terrell said, you know, that he didn't go red. So
he didn't. The lights didn't come on. That was my question. I didn't know that it was still once he left first, the lights didn't come on. But the other boy left and went, and he crossed the center line. So I'm like, okay, well, it's a double in my mind. I didn't know. A double foul, okay, they need to do it over again.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
But anytime you cross that center line, it's automatic disqualification, period, because it's unsafe, you know what I'm saying, crossing into somebody else's lane. That's an automatic disqualification. No matter what that other guy did on the other side, that's automatic.
Exactly.
This is exactly what happened. I staged, I preached, I set. If you look at the video, I sat there for a while. When he cut his second beam on, I grabbed my trans brake. My car rolled. It rolled because I had to get my RPMs up to get my brakes. My RPMs was low by sitting there. When I hit my trans brake, my car rolled like a turbo car. It rolled. But I mean, backstage, get the back tire, I clear the beams. Now, if I line up in the front tire and I don't roll, because I did it before I rolled, and I still stayed in the beams and then rear light.
Right.
So that's what happened. My car rolled, I sat back up. The lights just disappeared on the tree. So all of a sudden, I saw they dropped, and lights turned green. I took off. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And Viz told me only one green light came on his side, but in my vision, I see green, I'm going. I'm not looking for left and right. I left. So I know
okay.
what the fuck happened. When the light disappeared, I thought maybe the malfunction with the tree. I don't know what happened. I didn't see no red light come on, so I sat there and light came green. I took off.
Oh, okay.
My car rolled off the trans brake. I didn't give it no gas and take off.
Okay.
So I mean, he told me that the tree was a manual start tree. It said 41 do a manual start pro tree. I never knew anybody hold a button, hit a button at 41. I thought it was automatic tree like you go to 131. Two car stage, boom, boom, you go.
They do that sometimes. They have it both system there, where sometimes they can manually hit it or it can be automatic. So, at that particular race, it would.
See, I don't like that because what if you both cars staged up and you in the trans brake for a long time before the tree even dropped down? I didn't see tree took too long to drop down on a pro tree. Like, man, what the hell wrong with the tree? Because the person in the box didn't start the tree. See, that's bad because we should know as racists if they're doing a manual tree or automatic tree.
Well, I agree with you. I'm not arguing that point, but it's everywhere.
Right.
Everybody has it that way. They can use it with manually or they can put it on a 400 or 500 tree. I agree with you on that. But see, what another thing you have to realize, Hulk, is that when you stage your car, it doesn't matter if it was a front tire or the back tire. It would depend on where you staged that. If you sort of staged deep, when that little roll came, you rolled through the beam. You can do the same thing with the front tire. I know that I heard you on the show saying the other night that you have staged with the front tire and didn't do it, but you didn't deep stage then, or, you know, maybe you had more rollout that way. But with the back tire, it's sort of funny how you can stage, you know, your reaction time and everything is thrown off with the back tire because the slicks, the back tire is so much bigger, you know. So it could have, you know, it just would depend on where you staged that at that point.
Right, you're right, Will. Okay.
Well, I'm not doing no more back tire races. I'm going to get like, man, fuck that. That ain't nothing, really, man. That ain't nothing, man. That back tire ain't nothing, man. Man, you're going to line up, head up, we're going to get to the tree, we're going to leave up out of there. All that back tire, that ain't nothing. The person with a good 60-foot could knock that back tire off. I can see the brake or a car, but I'm not doing that back tire no more. Because there's so much commotion going on out there at 41, and people telling you move up, move back, move up, everybody standing in the beams. You know what the hell is going on, especially racing at night like that. You get confused, and
yeah.
That's how you fuck up on your money in your race.
That's right. I agree
well,
with you 100% on
that. Good. It only took you one time to figure that out.
Right.
Back tire ain't shit. That's just a way of making somebody think they got something.
Right.
Oh, they got a tent. They got something. It's just if you can work it.
Now, usually when somebody give it to you, they know they got that covered.
I agree. So when somebody give you the break, they know they got you covered too. Or they
figure
well,
they
did. So, I mean, that's
or
part
they
of racing.
They
come on. All
right. If you're not talking... Hold on. If you're not talking, can you please mute your mic?
I think the person who got the back tire, like, I think the truck had a better advantage than me because he was at the steep. He was at the tree. See, when you're at the back tire, you're looking out. You know, you wait till he creep up, and you're looking back to your right a little. See what lane you're in, you got to look back at his car, see if he pulled up to the lane. I think the blue truck had a better advantage on me because he was landing with a front beam, front tire. I think I was handicapped. I think I was handicapped. I'm not doing that shit no more. We run back at Donye's race, they're going to be head up off the tree. I'm not doing back tie, none of that crap.
Okay. Okay, let me go to this next caller.
I'm going on
773-3803. Your mic is open. 773-3803. Your mic is open. Okay. 313-7173. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Big Sam, Will, Larry, Terrell, the Shake and Bake?
What's going on, brother? How you feel?
I'm good.
What's
good,
up,
man.
Shake, Bake?
You all right, man?
What's going down, Shake and then Bake?
Hey, man. Some of that chicken I found out, man. That was some good chicken, bro.
Right on. Appreciate it, man. I shake and then I deep fry.
Oh, man. That's just the way we liked it. Hey, you going to be at 131, LaTony's Ray?
Man, I like to. I don't know. I've supposed to be getting a ride with my boy, but he's leaving early, so I don't know if I'm going to make it.
Oh, man. Well, I was looking forward to see you. I ain't got a chance to meet you yet, but I'll get a chance to catch up with you. Hey, Shane, I'm going to just call in to support, man. I'm taking a little break here. I'm working on this car, so I'm going to go back on mute.
All right. I appreciate you, Shake and Bake.
Hey, did y'all get a chance to see that video that Sleepy and Tao sent him a present?
I didn't. No, I didn't get a chance to see it yet.
Go on.
But I
go
got
to
it.
YouTube.
I got you. I got it in my phone. You sent it to me.
Okay. For those that are just listening, go to YouTube and type in Tao's gift to Sleepy when house burnt down. And he sent him some flip flops and a picture. You got to see them flip-flops. Flip-flops got a can open on the bottom of it.
Okay. Oh, man. All right. Wait a minute. I'm sorry.
All right, fellas.
Okay. All right, Shake and Bake. Just put your phone on mute. 773-7115. Your mic is open.
What's happening, Sham? What's going on?
What's going on? Kid.
All right. Yeah, that's me, man. What's happening with you?
Man, everything peaceful, brother. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. Sound like Terrell and Lonnie a little something in Drag Race, huh?
Oh, man, we all did. I mean, you know.
he thought he had an advantage with a back tie. That ain't nothing but a little trickery, man. That's all that is.
Yeah. Hold on one second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting that back tied and then I'm going to take him out of the game.
How you figure that, kid?
He concentrated on the man behind him. He concentrated on the man
behind him. Drag racing, you're supposed to concentrate on that tree. On that tree. You're supposed to think about the guy next to you.
That's right.
He made that a disadvantage by doing that. But you getting the back tied is an advantage, man. You get advantage out of it. Now, if you concentrate, I don't care if we ran head up. If you looking over at me, God dang, I'm going to leave on you. That's on you. You are concentrating on the wrong thing. You're supposed to concentrate on that tree. Everybody tell you, you're supposed to run the track. You don't supposed to run the guy next to you. You looking at him and all that stuff like Terrell, he said, you know, he was looking back. You shouldn't have been doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You should have been concentrating on that tree, make sure the four beams was on.
No, I'm concentrating on the tree and looking back. I'm cool with it. I always watch the tree. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't tell with so many people on the lane, and he said, slow getting the damn bench. So I just looked back and said, damn, where the damn car at? So I saw him creep up. I put my ass back on the tree.
Right. I agree with you on that because when I raced Cap that night, yeah, there were so many people out there. You know, you trying to see side by side. I understand. But the point is, you supposed to be watching the tree. And trust me, you know, when the track is right, you getting a back tire, you getting a car, a half a car, you getting a door handle. It's advantage. Now, whether or not you take advantage of it, that's on you.
Thank you, Will. I appreciate that.
Hello? Okay.
Everybody get quiet and shit.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was somebody texting my phone. 219-2285. Your mic is open.
What happened?
What's up, Leon?
Leon.
Governor Leon.
Leon.
Hey, Terrell.
Yeah.
What Terrell at? Terrell.
I'm here. Go ahead. Yeah.
Hey, the next time you go to the track, you get you one person in front and one person in the back, and that's all you need right there. Everybody else, you pay them no attention. It was just your crew wasn't helping you. You was doing all the work. You don't need all the people to help you. Ain't nothing wrong with the back tire, because if your car fixes that back
tire,
you're going to make up.
Who's helping him? His car wrong. Lay your ass down, Leon. Lay your motherfucking ass down.
Get your lane tomorrow, motherfucker. That's how I'm going to lay down. Get your lane tomorrow. I'll lay down there.
It's the crew you talk about. You need to lay your ass down. You should have been your ass in the lane.
I'm in the lane tomorrow. What you want? What you want? I'm in the lane tomorrow now.
I just want to see you in the lane. You should have been in the lane the other day when you had that man come up here to race.
I ain't got no money to give away, but I got something now if you got it to get it. Hey, Terrell, whenever you get done, you need one person in front and one person in the back, man. That's all. Concentrate on that. Which the lights was fucked up at that track, so they've been fucking up all day.
Kid running the lights.
I don't know who was running, but the lights was messed up because they were taking too long to come down anyway.
No, it will. The kid wasn't running the lights. Then he run the lights at the top of the towers.
That kid was behind there.
All I know, he was going down too slow. I seen a few people on them trans break pretty long.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
I agree, too, because they ain't activating the tree like they're supposed to. Somebody manual starting the tree.
Hey, Leon, but just like you saying, one person in front, one person in the back, but if they ain't
that's
doing the right thing, that they right, but
need,
if they ain't
man.
Doing the right thing, I had one person in front and one in the back that day, you still had to stop me and straighten me out because they was messing up. What about that?
Well, you get them out the way. I'm with Terrell. I'm with Terrell on that. When you get in the light, you just bag up. You got everybody backing up on you, got you bagging up, and it's throwing you off.
Yeah, but it was more fans doing that to him. It was just too many people out there.
I'm going to tell you one thing.
Jeff was in the front. Jeff was in the front, and Hootie was in the back with nobody else around. You just saw a lot of people standing around. You just opening your mouth, talking about something you don't know.
Man, I know what I'm talking about. What kind of car you got?
No.
Oh, okay. Sound like you need to hush.
I do. But I'm that crew you was talking about. I'm part of that crew you was talking about, and I know what I'm talking about.
I do, too. I was watching Terrell car. That left and right, when you steer the man back, he shouldn't have to keep steering back left and right. What are you going to get past doing that?
All right. 708-6447, your mic is over.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What up? Who this?
Hey, Leon, can we tangle?
Hey, Calvin. Yeah. I'm gonna run Tommy first. I'm gonna run Sean second, and I'm gonna run you last. Ain't no chance we can tangle. Me and you gonna run, man. We gonna run on Saturday, man.
Okay.
Hey, is you going to track tomorrow?
I'll see you Saturday.
Hey, is you going tomorrow? I ain't going to make it tomorrow. I was going to try my...
Mute your mic.
Put it down
12.
Okay.
Get your ass on up there Saturday, then. I'm going to give you what you got coming.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Anybody else? All mics are open. Anybody else trying to play Saturday?
Miguel.
Big
hey,
up.
Hey, K-Dog got all in my face of the track. I'm looking for him, too.
Who is that? Who said that?
It's Cal City.
Oh, K-Dog.
He got in my face this past Saturday. I'm looking for him.
He got in your face? The race with your car?
Yep.
Oh.
He didn't know who I was.
Oh. Oh, okay. 773. This brother, Raylo. Raylo, your mic open.
Hey, Big Sham, what's happening?
What's going on, Raylo?
Nothing too much, man. Just want to come on and just support the show and give a little say-so here and there, give a little shout-out.
Okay, I'm listening. I appreciate
right,
you.
Raylo. The main thing, your race and B's race, the main thing is I was glad to see nobody had a wreck or got hurt.
Right.
You know, if somebody did a wreck that I didn't see, whatever, nobody got hurt.
Okay, hold on, Raylo. Is that
main,
you? Because I got an echo on the phone. Hold on.
I don't know me. I'm an echo.
I know. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Hold on. Let me see something. Hold on. No, that's not you. It's somebody else. Go ahead, Raylo.
Yeah, like I said, the main thing is these days in time, these brothers trying to run these cars and shoot nitrous and go fast, the main thing is nobody got hurt, man. That's the main
right.
thing.
Leon, that's your phone.
That ain't my phone. I'm on mute.
Okay, go ahead, Raylo.
It's not my phone, I'm mute too.
I'm sorry, I was trying to find that echo. Go ahead, Raylo.
Yeah. Like I said, nobody got hurt. That's the main
mm-hmm.
thing. I seen some brothers out there, and I hate looking at it. They had on no helmet and maybe a lap belt. I ain't called no name, but that's not good. In a 10-second car. 10 what, I don't know. Might have been nines. But that's not good. But I hope they get themselves together. You know, the guys do that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you know better, you do better. I think, you know, you got to be crazy to get in one of these cars and don't have no helmet on. I mean, if you don't have nothing else on, you need to have helmet.
Three Love.
Yeah, so.
No, that wasn't Three Love. Three Love wasn't even there.
Three Love wasn't there. No. But that's my I enjoy myself at your race and B's race, and I'm looking to enjoy myself at the upcoming races, you know. And other than that, man. And all them rules and stiffs and all that, all them NHIA rules, you know, I pretty much know some stuff about some of the rules and stuff. But when you grudge racing, it's gonna always be something, regardless if it's a real rule or somebody did this, somebody did that.
Mm-hmm.
But the main thing is 41 do got a kind of like a jacked up system with their light. They don't have no auto start. They don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
So all I can say is, brother, just try to get they rules together first and try to, you know, be safe with each other and try to make it a good legal drag race, you know. Looks like y'all
right.
having fun out there to me, man. You know, I ain't into grudge racing no more. I don't grudge race no more, but I had a good time at your race and being race, man. I really did. I don't care what nobody says.
I got a question for Raylo.
Go ahead.
I got a question. Raylo, it's for real. How many seconds does it take for the automatic tree to go down when both cars stay in pre-stage?
Like an auto start?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, how long does it take?
My guess, I want to say 7 to 10 seconds or something like that. That's what I want to say. Then it automatically come down once both cars are staged. But I do know this. I know, like, you red light it. And then I was gone. The truck, you was racing the truck, right?
Correct.
He went down. Did he cross the center line or something?
Yep.
Well, that's the so I was down on the end, so I couldn't see shit.
He crossed.
I stopped the middle of the track, and he crossed. And then after I know it, he came on side of me, and we both were trying to figure out a way to get back to the. Okay, we both had no headlights, but he crossed the center. I got disqualified. I didn't red light.
Okay, here's why I say that. But I say in grudge racing, ain't nobody going to go by no real rules. But if I'm not mistaken, the truck was lost. The first to worst, no matter what you did, the truck came down there and went over the center line, but y'all ain't going to never honor that. Tony Baz and them, that's who you was racing, right? Tony Baz and them, right?
Yeah.
They won't never honor that. And I ain't gonna lie, guys around here won't never honor it that you crossed the center line and you lost after the other kind of red lighted. They ain't gonna never honor that. But that's the way it goes. First to worst.
Really?
The second guy that messed up, he done lost.
Remember Ray Lowe, he didn't red light. He left before the truck was pre-activated.
Correct.
See, that's what I'm saying. They got another claw in there, another
ball. Over.
Yeah, that's the tag.
That's the point that I was trying to make, Ray Lowe, that the race should have been ran over.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
That's just only my personal opinion now from my experience. You know, Ray Lowe, and back during the time, Ray Lowe, you know, back during the time when we raced it, you know what would have happened. You know, and I think that it was only fair that it worked out that way. You know, that, like I said, I wasn't telling. I gave the team some footage. You know,
really?
But, yeah, that race should have been ran over, in my opinion.
Well, them South boys ain't coming for that.
Hey, if you're not talking, can you please mute your mic?
That's the line is involved, man. When that's the line is involved, that's one of the worst.
Mouse, mute your mic. Or you doing something. I hear you in the background.
No, that wasn't me. I was already on mute.
That's not you?
I'm just
going through every line.
That's me. I'm at the chassis shop, man.
Okay.
Mute.
Okay.
Well, Sam, okay, I'm going to shut down. Y'all just try to be safe at Martin, Michigan, whoever going, man. Just try to think safety, man, too, and have fun. That's all I can say.
For sure.
Hey, Ray,
I'm
going to
go on mute, Sam.
We got time for one more question.
Go ahead.
Hey, just changing the subject for a second. I wonder what's going on with the banquet for this year. Anything we should know?
What banquet? Okay.
Your award show you do
every
year.
Oh, it's gonna be in February. Lawrence Wheel, February, right around the same time. The second Emmy.
Okay, that's so. Thank you.
Bigger and better, bigger and better, Big Mark.
All right, sound good, man. Sound good. I like that.
Okay, appreciate that. Okay. All right. I'm going on mute, champ.
Okay, Ray Lowe. Appreciate you.
All right, Ray Lowe.
Later.
Stokes, your mic is open.
Oh, shit. What's going on, Sham? I got a lot of background noise. I'm at this jazz thing, dog.
Okay. I appreciate you. I just wanted to open you up. You hit the one button. It's all good.
Oh, damn it, dear. Okay. Well,
yeah,
shit.
I put you on mute.
I'm all supporting you, man. You got me.
For sure.
Right.
Eastside Stranglers, that's right.
Yeah, Eastside Strangler down, baby. they see what's up.
Uh-oh, I'm sorry. that's right.
I'm going on mute, man. I'm getting back at this thing, man.
Okay.
I want to make sure with all this background noise. All right.
All right.
It's a champ.
Yes, sir.
Could I say one more thing, champ?
Go ahead.
I can't say one more thing. I want to ask all the people. Not just on certain one, I'm talking about everyone, including myself. The staging lanes is a good thing. And I know we get excited about drag racing, but that starting line, that's a dangerous thing. I'm talking about for everybody. You know, you don't know if an axle is going to break. You don't know if it's going to have a nitrous explosion. I saw a nitrous explosion on YouTube, man. It's dangerous on that starting line, man, and I wish – some of y'all would practice a little bit more of y'all safety rules a little bit better, man. You know, I'm talking about as far as the people that we bring, the people that come to fellowship with us or whatever, we try to ask them to stay off of that and get away, get behind the wall or something at the starting line, man, because when them cars is out there, they're making a lot of horsepower. And ain't no guarantee what's going to happen, you know, and it's dangerous. And I've seen a few people have their little kids and stuff out there, too. And I just wanted to come in and say that, Big Sham, man, because I love each and every one of y'all, man. You know, I don't want to see nothing happen to nobody, you know.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
I feel like that's what
sense.
Was on my mind and that was what laid on my heart, so I thought I would mention it again.
It makes sense. I mean, you know, we just so we so used to doing one thing that it's just been going on for so long that, you know, that's what we do. But really and truthfully, I mean, you know, you brought that point up. Raylo always say about, you know, being safe, you know, and that you know, that's big. You do need to be safe out there. You know, sometimes, you know, I guess it's up to us to, you know, kind of police that, you know, that also, you know. People try to police, if they're trying to get a race off, you know, they up there policing because they're trying to get this race off. But it really need to be policed all the time because it's not really about the people. It is about the people. It's about being safe, you know, not what the people think. Exactly. Oh, I want to stand up here. No, it's really about, man, I somebody got to be like, look, you know, man, it's just what it is. It's safety more than anything else. And I mean, you know, it ain't nothing wrong with saying that. That need to be said because, you know, everybody I think is has done it. I'm quite sure, but you know, everybody it should be addressed. That's something to be addressed.
Yeah, well, the reason I mentioned it, Big Sham, I saw that nitrous explosion, Big Sham, on YouTube, man, and that whole front end went into pieces, and that stuff, debris was flying everywhere, man.
Mm-hmm.
And can't nobody tell me that stuff won't hurt you or won't kill you.
Oh,
you know,
for sure.
So my thing with it is I thought I would speak up on it because of the simple fact that, like I said, I care about all of them, man. I don't have no certain ones I care about.
Yeah,
I
don't want nobody to get hurt.
I don't fool with. But this goes even for the ones that I don't even fool with. You know, it's dangerous up on that line, man. It is very dangerous on that line because can't nobody make the driver, he fixes the car to protect himself.
Mm-hmm.
He don't fix it to protect the outsiders. He fixes it to protect himself. So on the outside, that could be pretty dangerous.
Right. Well, I mean, yeah, that makes sense to me, Brother Larry. With no question, it make a lot of sense to me. Hopefully, you know, we do, you know, a little bit better.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody in grudge racing, we just, you know, if you know better, you should do better. Hold on, Brother Larry. Somebody texting me. But, man, we got a few minutes left, y'all. Hold on. 773. 30-33, your mic is open.
What's happening, Big Sham?
What up?
What's happening?
Hey, Sham, this is K-Dog, man. Rough Observation, man.
What up, K-Dog?
I just got a call that Cal City Cal said he's going to do something to me or whatever. But, you know, these guys, man, I'm sitting back watching them talk loud. And when he said something about my car, I stepped to him. When he said he didn't have his car there, I stepped away from him. So, therefore, why does all these people be talking and their car ain't there? You know what I'm saying? I was ready to race with my car. When you say he had no car, he going to show me talking about lock up money with a car that I never seen. Come on, how stupid is that? Lock up some money with a car you never seen. I'm a racer, ghost. I have my car ready to race. And, yes, I was aggressive, and I was ready. But he didn't have his car there, so I don't want to look in your phone and see your car and all that stuff. So if he's throwing threats out there about him whooping me and everything, then I see his car, and if it's any way that I feel possible that I can whoop him in a race.
Wait a minute. Hey, K-Dog, do you know what kind of car he got?
I don't know what kind of car he got. That's why I want to lock in with him. I said if I see the car and there's nothing in my class or I can fuck with, then I can't race him. I'm going to stand down, but if there's any way that I can race him, I will race him.
Right.
So, you know, that's,
oh, you
that's
said
what
he
I'm
said something
about.
To you, though. Did you just say he said something to you? Wait a minute. Cal said Cal.
No,
on the line.
No,
we
I
was
didn't.
Talking at the, we was
hey,
talk,
yeah,
we
I'm
was
on the line.
The
y'all was talking. Y'all was messing with my boy El Segundo.
No, you was.
So
they were talking and you jumped in. They were talking and you jumped in. They were talking and you jumped in. Talking about my car, so I step to you and say, "Where your car at?" Ain't that what I asked you?
Kind of step too close to me. You damn near could kiss.
Ain't that what? What I'm gonna do? What am I supposed to do? What am I do? Supposed to yell and scream like y'all was doing? I step to you.
Hey, I said,
"Where your car at?"
If you feel like I got too much for you, I'll make it right for you.
Well, I got to see your car first, man. And, if you got a car that's not in my class, I'm not going to race you. But, you know what I'm saying? When you speaking on my car, then I got supposed to step up. And I'm not going to, yeah, I'm going to come to you and say, man, where your, I come to you and say, man, where your car at? You said, lock up, lock up.
Hey,
how am I supposed to lock up with a car that I don't see?
He's not
huh?
in your class, man. Y'all got two different cars. He's not
I know.
Class.
That's what I, you know, that's why I said I wouldn't lock in with the man. But if you know, if he had a car that was in my class, I would race him.
Y'all
still
to make the race happen. All you got to do is make the race, that's all.
It ain't nothing but time if I can't.
I wasn't threatening you with my car. Y'all was messing with El Segundo. You stepped to me and asked me where my car was because I was taking up for my boy El Segundo.
Okay, so I'm taking up for my
so
boy.
So you the one asked me where my car was because I was taking up for my boy.
I wanted to I'm a racer, man.
So
I
said, you know
race.
What?
What's
I'll be at 131 next weekend.
Cal, I didn't
expect
you. I just stepped to you. I just stepped to you and asked you, where was your car? Ain't that all I said to you? And when you said it ain't there, I said, I can't race no ghost. I said, well, you
okay,
bring
we'll
your
talk.
Car.
Hey, dog, we'll talk Saturday.
Huh?
We'll talk Saturday.
Yeah, we'll talk, man. And they telling me my car ain't in your class, so it obviously ain't nothing to talk about. If
I'll
I was
right
seeing
your
car that day, then... Huh?
I'll make it right for you.
Well, you know what? If your car ain't in my class, I just have to go get somebody that can sit down with you.
Go get him.
Just like you sticking up for your boy, I got boys too.
Okay,
oh.
Go get him. Go get
him. Oh, man. All right.
I mean, anybody can go get somebody. If anybody
you're
can
right.
Go get
you're
somebody.
Absolutely right. So I'm telling you
okay,
to go
then.
Get him.
So if your class.
I'll be there.
He said he don't care who you go
well,
get, K-Dawg.
You know
K-Dawg.
What,
go get
what, Cal? You out my class. So if I got somebody that can accommodate you, we'll make it happen because it ain't nothing but a bet at the end of the day.
Okay.
All right.
All right. 773-4015, your mic is open.
What's going on, man? Ain't nobody but Preach.
What's up, Preach?
What's going
boy?
On, K-Dawg and everybody else?
What's going on?
What's up, Freak?
What's up? What's happening, fellas? Just listening to all that good shit y'all talking. K-Dawg got them Superman muscles, and he's trying to flex tonight.
Yeah. Well,
ain't nothing wrong with that. I had my car there. I like everybody in that town. You got to understand that. Yeah, he's a kid bully,
you know,
and he's talking. He got a win on his belt. So he deserves to talk.
That's right. Hey, K-Dawg, who did you you race somebody? Who did you whoop?
I race Ice Mike, man, and you know.
That's right.
I didn't go
that's
with
right.
Ice Mike had been talking to me previously about racing, and I told him that I would race him, and 8 months later we got out to it. But I didn't go with him talking about I was going to race him. He just thought he could get me, you know what I'm saying? He thought he could whoop me, so.
Oh,
hey,
I mean, ain't nothing,
day,
I'm just, you know, it don't matter who say what to who. I'm just saying, what y'all, you won, you race Ice Mike. It was a good race, and that's it. I was just making
yeah,
mention
I,
that
I,
you had raced.
Yeah. I needed that under my belt. I'm ready.
But I
want
to tell you,
keep somebody out my class. Somebody out my class.
So now he in the rain.
Obviously, I didn't know. Huh? Say that again.
I say you done got your confidence built up because you got in the ring and got your W. If you done got an L, we'd have never heard from you again.
Yeah. So it was all good. It was a good night, man. You know.
Well, man, K-Dawg, I appreciate you. I appreciate you just getting in the ring, K-Dawg.
Hey,
Preacher Boy.
Yeah.
When your car gonna be ready?
My car been ready. My pockets ain't ready.
My
car been ready. I just don't have the money I want to bet with.
What up, Sam?
Now,
what up, Mike?
What up?
Hey, Cal City Cal.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Cal City Cal.
Yeah.
Hey, you run a car look just like you tomorrow. I'm just Saturday at 131.
Yeah, funny look just like me, yep.
Huh?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, all right.
Hey, Cal.
Yep.
You know why he asking you that, right? You know why he asking you that, right?
Don't matter.
Cal.
It don't matter.
You know why he asking you that, right?
Man, Cal City Cal is a gangster. He say if it look like him, it don't matter.
Boy, K-Dog.
It don't matter.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Mike, you heard that?
I want y'all to hear. Y'all heard what he said, right? It don't matter, right? We gonna see Saturday if it don't matter.
Okay.
In that trip there.
Oh my goodness.
All right, that's what's up.
Okay.
I said that's love, Terrell.
Let me keep going, y'all. 773-6516. Your mic is open.
Gentlemen, how y'all doing this evening?
What's up? Eastside Strangler.
It's Chuck Eastside Strangler. That's right, man. Yo, what's going on, man?
What's up, Chuck?
Yeah. Man, I got an issue here, man. And for the sake of the game, I want to keep this people's crew anonymous, but I got a problem. Because every time it's around some center with some money, it's like they ain't paying. Now, what is the philosophy like when you side betting somebody? Do you have to have a DP man now to make side bets on cars? With people in their crew?
No.
You got to have somebody. What's the rules with that, man?
No.
Still on them.
No. Hey, Will.
Still on them?
Really?
I ain't going to jail, man.
Man. Come on. I know, but I mean, you know what? This is a for real question, because I mean this non-payment, and I mean somebody need to say something about it.
Oh my!
Yeah,
he asked the question.
Yeah, because this is starting to be like a habit.
Well, you know,
everybody don't ask that
like
one time.
Like Kermit, I'm just saying. Just like Kermit, I'm just saying.
I look at it like this. Everybody wants to get paid. But if you can't afford to lose, then don't bet. You know, it shouldn't have to be a neutral person in the middle of a side bet, because at the end of the day, you know, if you win, you're going to want to get paid. And if you don't win, and somebody don't give you the money, then sometimes it makes things a mentality issue.
Well,
and
is that K-Dog talking?
Like
that's K-Dog, right?
That's K-Dog talking.
Yeah, that's K-Dog.
Yeah,
to be,
but
we
I understand that. We trying to figure out, should you put them on blast? What is the proper protocol to this? What is the problem?
Put them on blast.
Well, you know what? You should put them on blast, because at the same time,
that's right.
They're gonna do it to someone else, I guess. You know, I mean, that's the way I look at it.
If the first people would have put them on blast, man, yeah. It's going around. It's going on and on again.
Yeah. So you know,
that way everybody knows.
But I want to say them anonymously right now, and give them opportunity. So when I see them again, they can make this right. If not, I'm going to put them on blast. So we each side
that
lane, we race,
right, man.
And we pay. We race and we pay. If we lose, we pay. If we win, we expect to get paid. And that stands for, like, race car bets and side bets. And I just don't understand this. And I'm trying to figure out, it needs to be like some governing body out here to regulate this kind of stuff, because it's starting to get too common. It's starting to be too common, man.
Who you talking about, GQ, man?
Right, what'd you say?
Who said that?
I'm going on mute. Well, I'm you.
Okay, I'm going to the next caller. 313-5205. Your mic is open.
Come on, GQ.
What up, Dark
Child?
What up?
What's the word? This hood.
Shakedown.
Hey,
what up?
It's time for the shakedown, baby.
What's going
hey,
on,
when
brother?
When people don't pay, y'all already know the rules. That's why you said, I'm going to wait to put them on blast. You got to wait till you don't get paid,
now.
Though. You yeah, well, no, that's allegedly to who you're talking about, but it ain't verified. But you wait to see if they're going to pay you, and then we connected too tight now. And the people who don't pay, people stay, they keep their money away from that person. So if they don't pay
right,
you.
Then they raised last week Saturday, right? They should have got paid last week Saturday, not this week Saturday.
Some people take a little while longer to pay than others.
No, hell. Don't make that joke with me, and then I got to wait 7 days to get my money. Because then it's going to be a problem. Because if you win, you ain't looking 7 days to get your money. So if you got to pick up your link card or some shit like that, don't make no bet.
I said,
right.
This is my rules. If most people get paid on the 1st and 15th, so after the race you have with that person, if you don't get paid after that first or that 15th after it happens, then you got to put them on blast. But if not, you got to wait to the 1st and 15th. That's when them checks come in.
Hey, Big Sam. They throw events on the 1st and the 15th too, right?
Who?
Then those people should just come to the racetrack on the 1st and the 15th then.
If you write down you're racing, you're supposed to have the money right then and there. You understand?
Not
you're supposed to pay
that.
When you
nope.
You're supposed to get paid when you win, and you're supposed to pay all when you lose right on the spot. Ain't no wait no time no on this or that. So far so I let y'all got that kind of understanding, but that ain't the way we do it.
No, man. Listen. If two men say out their mouth, man, hey, I'm betting on this, and it's for such a certain amount of money, a gentleman's bet is a gentleman's bet. At the
That's
end
right.
of that gentleman's bet, you're supposed to pay off, period. I ain't got to wait no 7 hours, no 7 days. I ain't got to wait for you. When you make that bet, you're supposed to have your check in your pocket already, right then and there, when you say, I bet.
All right.
Big Sham, you had problems getting that money too, so hey, it's a problem.
I ain't get it. I still ain't got it.
My point exactly, and you ain't gonna get it. That's why I should be put on blast.
Oh.
The man don't like to pay off.
Okay. 773.
Y'all made your point.
I you know, I don't know. I really don't know. I don't understand the issue.
It ain't so cheap, yo.
I just don't understand. I mean, really and truly.
If you flying all your family members in and they're buying everybody T-shirts, what's so hard with paying the $200 off? What's so hard with paying $100 off when you make a bet? Pay the man. Pay the man.
I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. I just don't understand what the problem is. I don't know. But, you know, I can't speak for nobody. I just say, you know, if you lose, just pay. If I lose, I'm going to pay you. You ain't got to worry with that. You ain't going to have to fight me. You ain't going to have to call me. You ain't going to have to do none of that. I'm going to be looking for you. Nah, you know, everybody must don't think
the
same way.
I heard they fighting Jerome unemployment too.
I'm sorry?
You're gonna face
Jerome
unemployment too.
Oh, so y'all going too far.
I'm just
all I want
is unemployment.
See? I ain't got nothing to do with none of that. All I know is if you make a bet, no matter what the bet is, and you lose, you
pay
should
it
pay. That's the bottom
pay
line up top. You shouldn't. I mean,
yeah, but people get amnesia. People get amnesia.
Oh, you don't get amnesia. You know when you owe somebody. You don't get no amnesia.
That's what they say. I know it.
Yeah, but Michelle, my question to you is this: If the race take place at the track, should they be paying off at the track, Michelle, or are you gonna pay?
Absolutely.
Or they go on payments.
Pay off at the track.
I mean,
when that light come on the other end, pay off.
This, I mean, we brought this up once before about a person that, you know, the guys that just got honor. And, you know, back in the day, I used the back in the day to opposed to today. Back in the day, when you don't have to, you hold your money, I hold my money. If I lose, then I pay you. Now, for the most part, you know, you always got, you know, a loose somebody that don't want to pay or whatever the case may be. That's understandable. But I'm saying general principle is if you lose, you pay. I mean, what? I don't understand. You know, and if they don't pay, then you don't mess with them no more. But now you got a talk show. You got not necessarily even a talk show, but just in the street. All one person got to do is say, oh, he don't like to pay. And it's like wildfire. Then don't nobody want to mess with you. In my opinion, I don't. Hey, I'm not gonna mess with you. If I hear you don't want to pay, then the thing is, put the money in somebody else's hand. That'll keep down all confusion. Period.
Hey,
you put it in somebody else's hand. Like certain people, I know I ain't got to go through all that. You think you don't?
Hey, Big Sham.
Yes.
Sham.
Yes.
I just want to bring something to your attention. Now, remember when
wait a minute, hold on.
Island,
if you're not talking, can you please mute your mic? Thank you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Now, you remember when Long Island Joe ran them people, and the people had a big block and not a small block, right?
Yes.
And all the Long Island Joe boys bet on the race.
Yes.
Okay. So when they found out the man had a big block instead of a small block, that situation was about to get ugly over that money. So what I'm saying is that when these people come to these tracks, you don't know who with who, man. You don't know how many people in place to bet, period, point blank. So if you got 15 people all in a pot and you say, man, bet, now you got to deal with 15 more people. You got to deal with 15 people on one person. If you make a bet, man, you should stand by the bet you make. Because what's going to happen is that situation going to get ugly, man, because people don't play about their money. So if y'all know who the dude is, say something about it, man, so then that way don't nobody go up to him and bet. Hey, bet, because you're going to have the same shit.
I agree.
2 weeks from now.
You're going
to have the same problem 2 weeks from now. Somebody going to be on here talking about, man, you know, man, why they don't want to pay this or why they don't want to pay that? And when y'all see somebody getting beat up at the racetrack, y'all could have saved them ass whooping if y'all had just clearly just said, hey, it's such and such and such.
Okay.
But people do not play about their money, man.
Well, you know, I'm not going to jail. I'm not going to fight nobody. I'm not going to argue. I'm not going to do none of that over no money. I'm just not going to mess with
you
no more.
What I'm saying is that's you. You know, some people value
mm-hmm.
their family. Some people value their kids.
Right.
Some
I'm too old to be trying to, you know, go through all that just for it. You know, it really goes to a point where it's not about the money. It's just that you trying to pull something.
I said, even so, with that,
you just don't mess with the person. The person, you know, the thing was putting them on blast. That was, I think, what Chuck.
Did you get paid?
No. No, I did not. No, he already on blast. He already on blast. He know he owe, and if you owe, you should just pay. That's it. I ain't got to chase you. Don't nobody got to chase nobody down for no money. You know if you owe somebody. But
okay,
nonetheless,
it's
two sides to every story.
Hey, Sam, but this would make it worse, though. When a person tells you, man, that money ain't nothing to me, man. I got money, man. You see all these people wearing my T-shirts and how many of my family members I'm
who is this talking? Wait a minute. Who is this?
If you can see, kick it out your ass.
If I tell you how you are, you wouldn't believe it.
Huh?
I said, this is my talk show, right?
I'm saying, yeah, who is this talking?
Natasha.
Hello? Oh, that's a nephew. Okay, I'm sorry. I was just asking who is this I was talking to. Go ahead, nephew. I'm listening.
They should kick it out, man. Real talk. Like I say, everybody don't have the mentality of you. Everybody don't value. It's a lot of guys that wake up that don't wake up to nothing, you know, but they got money in their pocket. And guess what? When you cheat them, they're going to go upside your head. So it's only stuff that you warn these people, hey, man, you shouldn't bet with this dude. You shouldn't do this, man. Because I'm telling you, I hate to see it happen at an event, but it's going to happen. Somebody going to lock in some money or bet some money and don't get paid, and it's going to be a fiasco at an event.
Well, I hope not. That's you know, I really and truly, I hope that does not occur.
I'm going to do it like how you did it earlier. I'm going to speak it into existence. That ain't going to happen.
Yeah,
like you say, man, we don't want that at the track.
Come on.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Oh, all right. Thank y'all.
Okay.
See you, Shelby. See you later, babe. All right, thank you. All right, nice meeting you, too.
All right, Shannon. Did you give Shannon a hug?
Shannon, shut that door when you get done. Let me open up this last mic, y'all. Hold on. Uh, 773-8094. Your mic is open.
Hey, Sam, this is Ronnie from where?
What up, Ronnie? What you got for me? Hello?
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 Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, I just wanted to apologize to the fellas when it seemed like he got a little loud the other day in the staging lanes when we was going back and forth with K-Dog and Von. I mean, it wasn't nothing personal. We do this all the time.
Oh, yeah.
But
I didn't disrespect him, and I was excited, man. My car was running good, and when he said he didn't have his car there, we continued to talk and shit, but, you know, I guess after the
fact, no.
You know, it might have got cool.
This don't got nothing to do with Cal.
Yeah.
I said this don't got nothing to do with Cal.
Okay. Okay.
You hear me?
No.
Yeah, I hear you.
Hello?
Yeah, that didn't have nothing to do with him. You know, we was just like you. Just like you said, you was excited your car was there and you jumped out your lead. And when you did what you did to race, we felt the same way. You know, we know you good people. You always helped me out. We was feeling excited, too. So we didn't have no problem with you, with Von getting in your Mustang and we knocking his head off, you know. But we was going to keep it family afterwards.
Right. Well, it's all good because I wasn't telling you your way. It's just that I can't control what he say. You know, we all together.
I mean,
he say he want to drive or what, you know.
I know Von got a drinking problem, so that's my buddy. He choose alcohol, I choose the other. We just was talking. I just wanted to let it be a lot of fellow racers because it seemed going to get serious. It really wasn't that serious. You know, it wasn't as serious as it looked. You know what I'm saying?
The relationship me and you got, I ain't say a word. But I didn't know my man.
Right, I know.
So I'm like, where your car at? That's all. You know, but it's all good.
Yeah.
And I'm going to holler at him, you know, because I'm not out to distract nobody, man, you know, but I like to have fun, and them cars bring out the best, thank you, boy.
All right, y'all. I'm short time now, so let me make this announcement again.
All right, I just want to do that to the fellas.
Oh, I appreciate you, man.
You know?
I appreciate you.
Yep.
This Saturday,
okay.
Everybody, Lil Tony and Slouch. 131 this Saturday, y'all, is going down. Gates open at 9:00. The following Saturday, Donye at Cordova, another big epic event. Sunday, Big Drag, Saturday and Sunday, as a matter of fact, for Big Drag. At Byron Dragway. And August the 9th, Peso and Wayne. Out at Milan, and September the 6th, Big Sham and Bruce Leroy back at No Limit Raceway. If you have it.
And y'all and August, what's that, September the 6th, I will be celebrating my birthday with Big Sham, so I'm going to do it all. My birthday on the 9th, so we don't get
it. I appreciate
from the 6th to the
9th. All right,
yes,
y'all.
Sir.
Well, man, everybody go to clocksoff.com, and I'll see y'all next Thursday, y'all.
Hey, Sham, why don't you finish it off with this? Tell them, money on the wood makes the bet good, man. Don't put your bet out there if you can't afford it. Hey, don't put it out there, man.
Hey, look, you got to finish that one. Hey, you got to finish that one out because money out of sight is not a fight.
But you ain't with Nance Storm, I'll get the match off ticket and then have to pay for it.
Oh, my goodness. See y'all next Thursday.
Get your locker, man. Get
man,
your locker.